It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Today in Your Health, we'll hear what a human touch does to the brain. But first, NPR's Richard Knox looks at what a doctor's touch can do for your health. It's the traditional hands-on physical exam, and it's disappearing as a way for doctors to diagnose what's wrong.
If you have a symptom of possible heart disease, you're likely to get a $500 test called an echocardiogram.
Turn a little bit towards me.
In Boston, Dr. Jason Wasfi sits at a machine that displays a patient's beating heart.
All right, so now we're going to look at one of the valves in your heart, okay? We're looking at the flow through it.
More and more, doctors rely on echocardiograms and other fancy technology.
We're now often doing expensive tests where in the past a physical exam would have given you the same information.
That information can be critical. Roman DeSantis of Massachusetts General Hospital is one of those doctors who's famous for his diagnostic skills. A few weeks ago, he saw a patient whose lungs were filling up with fluid. The man had lung cancer, but his primary care doctor had totally missed it.
And I said, did Dr. So-and-so mention anything about this when he saw you? And he said, well, he took my blood pressure, but he didn't really examine me. This is not an isolated case.
Many doctors have abandoned the physical exam, but some are bucking the trend.
I am going to just take a feel and a listen of your heart, okay?
Dr. Leslie Bashkos at Mass General is doing an exam on a patient called Barry Arcangeli.
And I hear the normal heart sound, but then I hear kind of a blowing murmur.
Right.
And it's loud and it's long.
To the doctor's trained ears, this patient's heart murmur is immediately obvious.
Do you hear it?
She offers the stethoscope to Arcangeli so he can listen.
Okay, try that. Woo, woo.
Oh, now I hear it. And it should sound like what?
That whoo sound shouldn't be there at all. You should hear bump, bum, bump, bum, bump, bum.
Arcangeli has no heart symptoms, so his leaky valve wouldn't have been picked up if Dr. Bashkos hadn't noticed it when she did a routine physical. The doctor says at some point he'll probably need a new heart valve. Not only are doctors skipping the physical, they're not as good at recognizing problems when they're staring them in the face. One study shows American doctors are pretty miserable at detecting heart murmurs. And Bashkos says many young doctors don't understand why they should bother to learn other parts of the classic physical.
I am definitely worried that the physical exam is dying a slow death.
At Stanford Medical School, Dr. Abraham Verghese blames much of the trend on the American doctor's love affair with technology.
I sometimes joke that if you come to our hospital missing a finger, no one will believe you till we get a CAT scan, an MRI, and an orthopedic consult. We just don't trust our senses.
It's as though what machines tell you is the only information that counts.
You know, we often spend so much time with that entity in the computer. I call it the eye patient, you know, like your iPad and your iPhone. And the real patient in the bed is often left wondering, where is everybody? What are they doing? I sense that we're spending very little time at the bedside.
At Stanford, they're really trying to make sure this doesn't happen. So their graduates have to master 25 different bedside exam skills, from feeling a spleen to testing ankle reflexes. Verghese is convinced that doctors who know how to do physicals will pick up a lot of serious problems.
My worst nightmare is that someone passes through my hands with a diagnosable, treatable condition that I missed because of sloppy technique.
Some critics think Verghese is an incurable romantic. One of them is Dr. Bob Wachter at the University of California at San Francisco.
If I only have 10 or 15 minutes to interact with a patient, and I'm spending half of the time doing some of these physical exam tests and not spending enough time listening to the patient, talking to the patient, answering their questions, I don't know that I've gotten my priorities right.
But Verghese says patients miss the laying on of hands.
I always listen to language very carefully when people complain about us, and they complain a lot. And if you listen to the words people use, it's very often, he or she never laid a hand on me. He or she never touched me. He or she was hardly listening, and they were busy entering stuff in the computer.
He warns doctors not to overlook what's really happening when they do a physical exam.
If you look at the physical exam, you know, one individual coming to another, telling them things they would not tell their spouse or rabbi or priest, and then, incredibly, disrobing and allowing touch. I think our skills in examining the patient have to be worthy of that kind of trust.
Verghese says the full ritual is necessary to establish that connection. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.